Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Step-by-Step Bond Investing by Joseph Hoag positions itself as a practical entry point for readers who want to understand bonds without getting lost in jargon. In a market where stocks often dominate attention, the book highlights how bonds can play a critical role in protecting capital, generating income, and smoothing portfolio volatility. It introduces the main bond types and the institutions behind them, then builds toward the decisions beginners actually face, choosing bond funds versus individual bonds, understanding credit quality, comparing yields, and managing interest rate risk. Hoag frames bond investing as a skill that can be learned through repeatable steps, emphasizing safety, diversification, and process over prediction. The overall approach is geared toward everyday investors who want clearer expectations about how bonds behave in different economic environments and how to avoid common mistakes. Readers can expect a structured roadmap that connects bond fundamentals to real-world portfolio choices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bond fundamentals that actually matter. The book begins by demystifying what a bond is and why it behaves differently from stocks. Rather than treating bonds as a single category, it clarifies the moving parts that drive results, face value, coupon rate, yield, maturity, duration, and the relationship between bond prices and interest rates. This foundation matters because many beginner errors come from confusing coupon with yield or assuming that a bond price is stable just because the issuer pays interest. The discussion typically centers on how time and rate changes influence both income and market value, and why longer maturities often mean higher sensitivity to interest rate shifts. It also outlines the main bond segments such as treasuries, municipal bonds, corporate bonds, and inflation-linked issues, explaining how each fits different goals like safety, tax efficiency, or higher income. By focusing on the core levers of risk and return, the reader can evaluate bonds and bond funds with more confidence, compare options on a like-for-like basis, and understand the trade-offs behind a seemingly simple yield number. Secondly, safety first, credit risk, and default protection. A major promise of bond investing is stability, yet safety is not automatic. The book emphasizes how credit risk affects bond outcomes and how investors can reduce the chance of permanent loss. It explains how issuers differ, from governments with taxing power to companies with varying business cycles, and why the same interest rate environment can impact different issuers in very different ways. Readers are guided through practical indicators of credit quality, including the role of ratings and the limitations of relying on them alone. The text also connects credit spreads to market expectations, helping beginners see why higher yields can signal higher risk rather than a bargain. Another focus is diversification, spreading exposure across issuers, sectors, and maturities to avoid a single problem bond dominating results. The book generally encourages building a margin of safety by favoring higher quality bonds when the goal is capital preservation, and by using bond funds or broad baskets when account size makes single issue diversification difficult. This safety lens helps readers decide when extra yield is worth it and when it is simply compensation for hidden risk. Thirdly, interest rate risk, duration, and the rate cycle. Interest rate risk is often the defining risk for bond investors, especially in environments where rates rise from low levels. The book breaks down the inverse relationship between rates and prices and uses duration as a practical tool for estimating sensitivity. Instead of encouraging market timing, it frames rate risk management as a controllable design choice. Match maturities and duration to your time horizon and cash flow needs. Readers learn why a long-duration portfolio can deliver stronger gains when rates fall, but can experience sharper drawdowns when rates rise, even if the underlying issuers remain healthy. The book also addresses reinvestment risk, explaining that rising rates can be beneficial over time for investors who continue buying or reinvesting coupons, even if short-term price declines look alarming. This perspective helps beginners avoid panic selling and instead treat bonds as part of a longer plan. Strategies like laddering, combining different maturity buckets, and using funds with specific duration profiles are presented as ways to balance income needs with resilience across changing rate regimes. Fourthly, bond funds versus individual bonds. Choosing the right vehicle, one of the most common beginner dilemmas is whether to buy individual bonds or bond funds such as mutual funds and ETFs. The book compares these choices in terms of liquidity, diversification, cost, transparency, and control over maturity. It highlights why funds can be efficient for small portfolios by providing instant diversification and professional management, but also explains the trade-off. A fund does not mature and return principal in the way an individual bond does. That difference can matter for investors who have a specific date when they need their money back. The text also addresses distribution yields, total return, and how fund price movements can surprise investors who equate bonds with stability. Practical guidance includes what to look for in fund holdings, average duration, credit quality mix, and expense ratios. For individual bonds, the book points to the importance of understanding call features, bid-ask spreads, and how to evaluate yield to maturity rather than headline coupon. By clarifying when each vehicle is appropriate, readers can align their bond allocation with their goals, account size, and the level of hands-on management they want. Lastly, building a bond portfolio. Step by step, the book moves from concepts to implementation by outlining a structured process for creating a bond allocation that supports real financial goals. It encourages readers to define the role bonds will play, such as income generation, capital preservation, volatility reduction, or balancing equity risk. From there, it discusses how to decide on an allocation size based on risk tolerance and time horizon, then select bond categories that match priorities like high-quality stability, tax-advantaged income, or inflation protection. A step-by-step approach typically includes choosing a maturity structure, such as a ladder to spread reinvestment timing, and ensuring diversification across issuers and sectors. The book also stresses monitoring and rebalancing, not as frequent trading but as maintenance that keeps risk from drifting as markets change. Readers are guided to evaluate performance using total return rather than only income, and to judge results in the context of the bond role within the full portfolio. This topic ties the earlier lessons together into a repeatable method, helping beginners translate bond knowledge into a portfolio that can hold up across different economic scenarios. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners and early intermediate investors who want a clear, practical path to using bonds for income and stability, including retirees, conservative savers, and stock-heavy investors looking to reduce portfolio swings. It can benefit a reader's life by improving decision-making around safety, helping them avoid chasing yield, and giving them tools to match bond choices to real-time horizons and cash needs. A thoughtful bond allocation can reduce stress during equity downturns, provide more predictable income, and support goals like building an emergency reserve, funding near-term expenses, or smoothing retirement withdrawals. Compared with many investing books that focus almost exclusively on stocks, this one centers the bond market and walks through the specific risks that surprise newcomers, such as duration, credit spreads, and fund behavior. Its step-by-step framing is a key differentiator. It aims to turn bond investing into a process rather than a set of opinions. For readers who want a structured, safety-oriented introduction that connects fundamentals to actionable portfolio construction, it is a purchase that can pay back through fewer mistakes and more resilient long-term planning. If you would like to support Joseph Hogue, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.